Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. You and I, we're currently communicating. It's what we do all day long. So imagine if that ability is suddenly no longer functioning right. In our series Patient Files, your stories of illness, healing, and recovery, we hear from Melissa Mead. She's getting her PhD in communication from Temple University. But that goal was almost derailed 7 years ago when she suffered a series of three strokes over the course of a day and a half. Alana Gordon brings us her story.
So many things had gone awry. I couldn't speak. I sideswiped my car. But the thing that kind of convinced me to go to the hospital was the celery. I went to the grocery store, I bought some groceries, and I was putting them away, and I was feeling so out of my body. And I was putting away the groceries, and my hand, my right hand, I don't know the way it felt when it touched this cold celery, but the celery didn't feel like it was very cold. It felt like it should have been colder. And I thought, okay, I'm just really having a neurological thing.
When do you think it started?
You know, I was instructing college-level Spanish. It was towards the end of the class. I was looking at this book and I saw that those things that were supposed to be words become not words. I know that they're supposed to be letters, but they look like insect legs, like specks of dirt or flies' legs. So and I was like, maybe it's Spanish and I'll just look at something English. And that wasn't readable either. I start to feel the sense of urgency. The sense of urgency comes over you. Students were looking at me and they were looking for speech. I had lost all ability to communicate. I couldn't do a thing. I had three massive strokes as a result of a left internal carotid artery dissection in December of 2007. That was 7 years ago, right? 7 years ago. I was 32. I was 32 when it happened.
Were you healthy?
I was healthy, yeah. There's a lot of different ways that someone could have a stroke. I had an ischemic stroke, which is apparently a way that sometimes young people have strokes. Your brain is being denied blood or oxygen. So my brain tissue is dying. I had diagnosis of speech aphasia. I went to the pharmacy for the first time to pay for my medicine after I had the strokes. And I went to pay and I was gonna pay in cash. And when I got it out of my wallet, I was like, what the hell is this? And I didn't know what money was. I didn't recognize money any longer. It's such a mysterious organ, the brain. How when you get an insult to it, a stroke, that injures the part of the brain that affects language, that it can do really peculiar things.
Caterpillars may eat plants that contain certain toxins. A caterpillar has the ability to store the toxin into the adult butterfly she eats.
So what is this simulating?
Comprehension impairment.
The adult butterfly sees badly to potential predators because of these toxins. The bright red, orange, and black colors on some butterflies are warnings to observers that they are toxins.
This is showing you that some words are altered or made inaudible, or rather incomprehensible.
And that would happen for you?
That happens for me all the time.
Has that happened in our conversation?
Sometimes.
Like in the conversation we're having?
A little bit. sometimes I will mix up numbers that aren't even next to each other. If it's on an answering machine, I repeat it sometimes. 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times. 9, 8, 7, 2, 0, 4, 6, 7, 2, 0, 8, 10 times. It's not the same since I had the strokes. Just like things aren't as clear. In some ways it's interesting, in other ways it's very frustrating.
What are your coping strategies?
I get people to repeat. I'm very meticulous, like overly careful. It makes me think about the way that people work through disability.
Melissa Mead is getting her PhD in communication at Temple University with a focus on language and social interaction. She's a recipient of several honors, including one from the Philadelphia Mayor's Office for her successes on how she's incorporated disability into her classroom teachings. Alana Gordon produced this story.